life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at GoodShepherdHH.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, news from NPR and a complete look at your KPR Thanksgiving weather forecast at 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
Lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving from the KPR studios in Lawrence. I'm Matthew Algio. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees, calm wind becoming northwest just around 5 miles an hour later today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick up, those winds bringing in a change in the weather. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs on Saturday near 43 degrees, still windy. On Sunday, the forecast calls for partly sunny skies with high temperatures near 28 degrees. So a big dip in the thermometer, mercury, whatever, coming over the next 3 or 4 days. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 28 degrees. Topeka's clear, 28 degrees. Clear skies reported all over the listening area right now. Temperatures ranging from that 28 in Lawrence to 32 in Chanute. College basketball. KU men defeated Tennessee in Las Vegas yesterday, 81-76. It's 7 minutes after six.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez in Culver City, California. Is Ukraine's ambassador to the United States. Ambassador, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at GoodShepherdHH.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR Newsroom.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day. Mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon, around 43 degrees. Winds will be calm, becoming northwest, just around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The wind picks up again. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., rain and snow likely thereafter. High temperatures on Saturday near 43 degrees. All that wind is bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 28. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 28 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, the Hong Kong fire, hundreds are still missing. The Hamas fighters still in tunnels in Gaza. And two Australian teenagers on why they're taking the government to court over a social media ban.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
Families this holiday season has grown.
We have never gotten the amount of calls that we got this year.
Why he and countless other volunteers are thankful to give back on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock. Your host is Laura Lorson right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 43 degrees. More details on the weekend forecast coming right up. It's 6:30.
Trump, after a special prosecutor requested it be dropped. The case stemmed from efforts to overturn the state's presidential election results in 2020. Trump and 18 others pleaded not guilty to all charges. NPR's Sam Greenglass says the prosecutor had questioned the strength of some of the charges.
And he concluded that the federal justice system would have been a better place for this prosecution. Federal prosecutors did bring charges against Trump, but that case was dropped as Trump returned to the White House.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police say they are investigating the recent shooting at a McDonald's restaurant as a murder-suicide. KSNT reports officers responded to a call at the McDonald's on Southwest Gage Boulevard Sunday night. Three people had been shot, two died. The third survived. One of the deceased appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Topeka police say the investigation remains active. A pedestrian was killed after being hit by a vehicle while walking along Interstate 70 in Kansas City, Kansas last night. It happened around 5:15 in the eastbound lanes east of the Turner Diagonal. The vehicle stopped to render aid. The victim has not been identified. KSHB reports the incident forced the closure of parts of the highway for several hours. That investigation is ongoing. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is warning against rewarding Russian President Vladimir Putin in negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. Russia launched its full-scale invasion of its neighbor in 2022. In a statement released this week, Moran said, quote, "Lasting peace will be achieved when the costs of continuing the war in Ukraine are unsustainable for Russia, not by acceding to Vladimir Putin's demands." Negotiations to end the war are currently underway. A federal grand jury has indicted a farmer from western Kansas on multiple counts of fraud. The indictment accuses 54-year-old David Mongo of Holcomb of falsely filing a crop loss insurance claim. That claim was paid, yet the farmer allegedly sold thousands of bushels of wheat that had supposedly been ruined. KSN reports Mongo was indicted on two counts of making a false statement and 17 counts of bank fraud or attempted bank fraud. Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies with a high temperature near 43 degrees. Winds will be calm, becoming northwest just around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, Black Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds will pick back up. Friday night, rain, low around 37. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely, highs near 43. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 28. A cold front is coming. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 28 degrees at 6:34.
Support for NPR.
Through the holidays to get yourself back into a better financial place.
Janine Skoronsky writes the newsletter Money As If. Janine, thanks a lot. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market Saturday, November 29th, with art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Good morning. Glad you're with us on this Thanksgiving Day. Still to come, Thanksgiving dinner can be a challenge for Americans living in Denmark, where refrigerators are small.
The turkey that I got is very big and won't fit in there, so it's right now outside on our balcony, but it's cold enough outside that it's okay. And as long as seagulls don't find it, it should be fine.
Coming up, funny stories from people celebrating Thanksgiving abroad. That's in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo, a Topeka destination for over 85 years, enriching the community through wildlife conservation and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Forecast for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high temperature near 43 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high near 43, windy again, too. In Lawrence right now, clear 28 degrees. The time is 6:44.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, the exotic sounds of...
This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at KPR. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. Tune in to the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today. She will have Thanksgiving appropriate music for you, I am sure, between 9 and noon. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9 o'clock, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, high temperatures near 43 degrees, winds calm, becoming northwest just around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. Winds pick up tomorrow. Friday night, rain with a low around 37. The forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs on Saturday near 43 degrees. These winds and rain are bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 28. Right now in Lawrence, clear 28 degrees at 9 before 7.
This is Morning Edition from...
Especially Elms and Oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Homeland Security
Voice, NPR News.
Wall Street's closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday, and it will have a shortened trading day tomorrow. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
Good morning from the KPR studios in Lawrence. I'm Matthew Algio. Happy Thanksgiving. So glad you're with us. Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 43 degrees. Not too windy. Winds will be calm, becoming northwest just around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. The outlook for tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy, high near 43 degrees. Winds will begin to pick up. Could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Friday night, rain, low around 37, windy. This wind is bringing in a cold front. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs on Saturday near 43 degrees. The forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 28 degrees. Things will be getting a little colder over the weekend. College basketball, KU men defeated Tennessee in Las Vegas yesterday, 81-76. Current conditions around the KPR listening area. Let's see. In Lawrence, clear skies, 28 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 28. Manhattan, mostly clear, 27. Chanute, clear skies and 31 degrees. It's 7 after 7.
We had the disruption as it relates to SNAP. And so when you have all of those different scenarios with families or individuals whose incomes are already very, very limited, it exacerbates the situations that they're already having to deal with.
As families face a delay, a spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services, which releases the funds to states, tells NPR News that it is, quote, moving swiftly to distribute annual awards. An HHS official not authorized to speak publicly said the funds should be released by the end of the month. But Tennessee still hasn't received them. Meanwhile, residents are in need. So far in November, the state has received close to 13,000 applications for utility assistance. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Cynthia Abrams.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, many Americans are struggling financially this year and making sacrifices for the holidays.
I'm significantly cutting out gifts. There's just no way I can't afford it.
Higher grocery prices also mean that today's Thanksgiving spread will be lighter than usual for some. We'll hear about that in about 15 minutes.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day. Mostly sunny skies, high temperatures around 43 degrees. Not too windy, calm wind becoming northwest around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 28 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, the Hong Kong fire, hundreds are still missing. The Hamas fighters still in tunnels in Gaza. And two Australian teenagers on why they're taking the government to court over a social media ban.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
D.C. area consultant Ransom Miller has organized a food distribution project every Thanksgiving for the last 30 years. He says the need from families this holiday season has grown.
We have never gotten the amount of calls that we've got this year.
Why he and countless other volunteers are thankful to give back on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today with your host Laura Lorson right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your Thanksgiving weekend forecast. If you're doing the turkey trot this morning, bundle up. It's a little chilly out there. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 28 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 28 degrees. Manhattan, mostly clear, 27 degrees. Complete forecast coming right up. It's 7:30.
transcripts of an October phone call between Witkoff and a senior aide to Putin, where Witkoff appeared to coach the Russians on how to approach the negotiations. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A pedestrian was killed after being hit by a vehicle while walking along Interstate 70 in Kansas City, Kansas last night. It happened around 5:15 in the eastbound lanes east of the Turner Diagonal. The vehicle stopped to render aid. The victim has not been identified. KSHB reports the incident forced the closure of parts of the highway for several hours. The investigation is ongoing. Topeka police say they are investigating the recent shooting at a McDonald's restaurant as a murder-suicide. KSNT reports officers responded to a call at the McDonald's on Southwest Gage Boulevard Sunday night. Three people had been shot, two died. The third survived. One of the deceased appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. About a dozen trees near the historic Lawrence County Courthouse have had to be chopped down. Officials say ongoing construction at the nearby Judicial and Law Enforcement Center forced the city to turn off an irrigation system, and the trees died. The county's maintenance director told the Lawrence Journal-World the trees had shallow roots and were unable to pull water from deeper in the soil. The county says it will replace the trees in the spring. The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade takes place today, and the helium that keeps those giant character-shaped balloons afloat, it comes from Kansas. Messer is an industrial gas company in Otis, Kansas. KSN reports Messer has supplied the helium that keeps Snoopy and the other giant balloons afloat for more than 25 years. The company's production manager says Macy's is a relatively small customer, but, quote, it's a really cool project to be part of. Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 43 degrees, not too windy, calm wind becoming northwest, only around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, Friday, Black Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick back up. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. High temperatures near 43 degrees, windy too with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. The forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. Yes, a cold front is coming around. Lawrence right now, clear skies, 28 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for
herself. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, how are the governors of the Federal Reserve thinking about the economy as they get ready to meet next month to decide on interest rates? We're going to hear from Austin Goolsbee, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. You can listen in the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or on this reliable public radio station. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thanks for joining us this morning. Still ahead on the Marketplace Morning Report, U.S. markets are closed today, but European and Asian markets are open. We will get the numbers in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Thanksgiving Day weather forecast looks pretty good. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 43 degrees, not too windy either. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. The winds will pick up tomorrow. Outlook for the weekend right now, Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs near 43 for Sunday, partly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. It's 7:44.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105
Landscape. And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. Coming up on Classics Live tonight at 7 o'clock, we will feature violinist Tomoko Iguchi. She and pianist Karen Savage had a great recital recently with the Maurice Ravel Second Sonata, Bela Bartok's Romanian Folk Dances, and the Brahms Sonata for Viola and Piano. The versatile Tomoko Iguchi with Karen Savage tonight on Classics Live, 7 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies with a high near 43 degrees, not too windy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, it's mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick up again tomorrow. They're bringing in a cold front. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs on Saturday near 43 degrees. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
The many who give thanks...
For a camper, it's pretty good size.
Bryson can't always come on their camping adventures, but he's doing well. He recently landed a job at a metal manufacturing company. I'm Chris Farrell for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next, the latest news from NPR and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving from the KPR studios in Lawrence. I'm Matthew Algio. Here's a look at your weather forecast for this Thanksgiving Day. Mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 43 degrees, not too windy, calm wind becoming northwest, only around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43 again, but the winds will pick up tomorrow. Here's the forecast for the weekend. Friday night, rain moves in, low around 37. Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. High temperatures on Saturday near 43 degrees, windy too, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour on Saturday. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 28. Cold front coming in indeed. Forecast for Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow, partly sunny, with a high near 26 degrees. College basketball yesterday, KU men defeated Tennessee in Las Vegas, 81-76. Current conditions around the KPR listening area, cloudy skies reported all over. Temperatures ranging from Lawrence's 28 to Emporia's 30 degrees. It's 7 minutes after 8.
Stefan Ashina is Ukraine's ambassador to the United States. Ambassador, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving from Kansas Public Radio. This is Morning Edition. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, right after the news, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She will have some excellent music for you from 9 to noon today on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Here's a look at your Thanksgiving Day weather forecast and for the weekend. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees, not too windy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick back up tomorrow, could see gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Forecast for Friday night, looks like a cold front's coming in, bringing with it some rain. Low temperatures overnight around 37. Here's the outlook for the weekend. Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then the National Weather Service says rain and snow likely. High temperatures on Saturday near 43 degrees. Looks like temperatures will be declining throughout the day. Sunday, the forecast calls for partly sunny skies and high temperatures only around 28 degrees. That's where we are right now in Lawrence. Cloudy skies, 28 degrees at 8:21.
Support for NPR's
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 28 degrees, Junction City cloudy and 28 as well. It's 8:30.
At Lahnsdorf, CIA Director John Ratcliffe says the suspect was allowed into the U.S. because of his prior work with the U.S. government, including the CIA. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police say they are investigating the recent shooting at a McDonald's restaurant as a murder-suicide. KSNT reports officers responded to a call at the McDonald's on Southwest Gage Boulevard Sunday night. Three people had been shot, two died, the third survived. One of the deceased appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Topeka police say the investigation remains active. A pedestrian was killed after being hit by a vehicle while walking along Interstate 70 in Kansas City, Kansas last night. It happened around 5:15 in the eastbound lanes east of the Turner Diagonal. The vehicle stopped to render aid. The victim has not been identified. KSHB reports the incident forced the closure of parts of the highway for several hours. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is warning against rewarding Russian President Vladimir Putin in negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. Russia launched its full-scale invasion of its neighbor in 2022. In a statement released this week, Moran said, quote, "Lasting peace will be achieved when the costs of continuing the war in Ukraine are unsustainable for Russia, not by acceding to Vladimir Putin's demands." Negotiations to end the war are currently underway. A federal grand jury has indicted a farmer from western Kansas on multiple counts of fraud. The indictment accuses 54-year-old David Mongo of Holcomb of falsely filing a crop loss insurance claim. The claim was paid, yet the farmer allegedly sold thousands of bushels of wheat that had supposedly been ruined. KSN reports Mongo was indicted on 2 counts of making a false statement and 17 counts of bank fraud or attempted bank fraud. Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving Day, pretty good. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 43 degrees. Not too windy. Calm wind becoming northwest, only around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, Friday, Black Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick up again tomorrow. Forecast for the weekend right now, Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs on Saturday near 43. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR.
Skowronski writes the newsletter Money as If. Janine, thanks a lot. This is NPR News.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead on Morning Edition. Before Halloween was known for trick-or-treating, there was Ragamuffin Day. That was a Thanksgiving Day celebration that involved children wearing costumes and going door-to-door begging for treats. What happened to Ragamuffin Day? We'll find out in about 10 minutes. The forecast for your Ragamuffin Day, mostly sunny, high temperatures near 43 degrees, not too windy. Winds will be calm, becoming northwest around just 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick up, bringing in a cold front for the weekend. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 28 degrees. Topeka is cloudy, 28 degrees as well. It's 8:44.
Coming up on Prairie Journal, the new Netflix series, Death by Lightning, tells the story of President Garfield's assassination. We'll hear from the Kansas City author who brought the story to life.
It was the combination, the lethal combination, as we know, of arrogance and ignorance that absolutely led to Garfield's death.
I'm Kate McIntyre. Join me for a
place. Others, sadly, are not so lucky.
That is reporter Charisse Pham joining us from Hong Kong. Charisse, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you're with us this morning. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up in about 10 minutes, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She's got great classical music for you from noon until... I got that wrong. She's got great classical music for you from 9 until noon. The classical afternoon show begins at noon, and that runs till 3. If you're listening to KPR2 today, stay tuned for BBC News.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 43 degrees, not too windy either. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick up again tomorrow. The outlook for the weekend right now, Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then rain and snow likely. Highs on Saturday near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez, and happy Thanksgiving no matter where you live.
Thank you. Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Thanksgiving Day. Hope you have a great holiday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is up next, right after the news from NPR. Over on KPR2, you can hear BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 43, not too windy. Really sounds like a very nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. The winds pick up again tomorrow, bringing with them a cold front. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., rain and snow likely thereafter, high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. It's a minute after 9. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, says the two West Virginia National Guard members shot yesterday, blocks from the White House, are both in critical condition after undergoing surgery.
The two National Guards men that we're talking about are Sarah Beckstrom, who's 20 years old, and Andrew Wolf, who is 24 years old. They were uniformed members of the West Virginia National Guard, and they were in D.C. to keep D.C. safe.
She says the suspect drove to D.C. from Washington State, was armed with a .357 revolver, and is charged with three counts of intent to kill. He's also hospitalized. President Trump calls it an ambush and says he's ordering another 500 Guard members to D.C. Meanwhile, CIA Director John Ratcliffe says the suspect previously worked with the CIA in Afghanistan. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, he came to the U.S. shortly after the U.S. military withdrawal from that country.
CIA Director Ratcliffe said the suspect came to the U.S. in September 2021. This was the month after the American military completed its pullout from Afghanistan and the Taliban took control of the country. The suspect, identified as Ramanullah Lakhanwal, age 29, worked with the U.S. government, including the CIA, in the southern city of Kandahar. This is according to the statement by Ratcliffe. Roughly 200,000 Afghan immigrants and refugees have come to the U.S. in the past 4 years. President Trump has called for the examination of every Afghan who entered the country when President Biden was in office. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
More than 60 people are dead. Hundreds remain missing after a fire broke out at a housing complex in Hong Kong yesterday. Cherise Pham has more.
This is one of the deadliest fires in Hong Kong's history. It broke out at a public housing complex that's home to about 4,600 people. More than 24 hours later, the fire was under control, but firefighters were still battling fires in several buildings, and residents are still trapped. The Hong Kong Fire Services said an elderly man had been rescued from the 31st floor of one of the buildings. The high-rise apartment towers had been under renovation and covered in bamboo scaffolding. Three people who work for the construction company responsible for the renovations have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. Hong Kong police said that construction material found around the buildings did not meet safety standards, were highly flammable, and may have been the reason the fire spread so quickly. For NPR News, I'm Cherise Pham in Hong Kong.
U.S. markets on Wall Street are closed today for Thanksgiving, and tomorrow they'll reopen for a shortened trading session. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. It's Thanksgiving, which means tomorrow is Black Friday, when holiday shoppers spend a lot of money on stores and online. And here's Alina Selyuk reports retailers are forecasting a record winter shopping season.
Adobe Analytics, which tracks online transactions, says steepest online sales on electronics, clothes, and computers are expected on Cyber Monday, while Black Friday may have the better deals on televisions, toys, and appliances. The National Retail Federation forecasts that sales this holiday season will top $1 trillion for the first time. Much of the spending comes from wealthier shoppers, while others are trying to tighten budgets. In fact, lower-cost stores like Walmart and TJ Maxx say they're seeing more higher-income visitors. But people are also choosing to trade up, deciding that a better deal on something costly is to get the fancier version. Both Home Depot and Best Buy say that when they do sell big-ticket items, a growing share of them are the most expensive option. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
A U.S.-Russia crew has arrived at the International Space Station after launching from the Russian space facility in Kazakhstan this morning. The Soyuz rocket is carrying NASA astronaut Chris Williams along with two Russian crewmates, Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kudryavtsev. They're expected to spend about 8 months at the orbiting outpost, where they will join seven others. All will be conducting scientific research and doing exploration. NASA says this is the first space flight for both Williams and Mikhaev. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
Thank you.
The Dublin Philharmonic, conducted there by Derek Gleason, and The Farmhand's Dance by composer Don Ray. It's from his suite called Homestead Dances. And you heard it this morning on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us today. Because it is Turkey Day, Cordelia Brown is taking some well-deserved time off. She'll be back with us tomorrow at the same time. Later in this hour, the rollicking overture from an opera called Cola Brugnon by Dmitri Kabalevsky. It's an opera that is best known for its overture. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. Next, it's Beethoven, the Pastoral Symphony, number 6. It premiered in 1808 at a concert that lasted 4 hours, which would test the backsides of most concert goers, I think, even in 1808. Here's the Russian National Orchestra, Mikhail Pletnev, on KPR. Thank you.